my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now, let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on. What in the world are you doing, Grandpappy?
Fixing Miss Thomas's shoe.
Fixing Miss Thomas's shoe? Sounds more like you're building a house. What's that you have in your mouth?
I have nails in my mouth.
Oh, wait a minute, Grandpappy. What's that you say?
I said I was fixing Miss Thomas's shoe.
No. What did you say after that?
I said I have nails in my mouth.
My Grandpappy Sparks, I'm surprised at you. Putting nails in your mouth, and at your age.
What's wrong with putting nails in my mouth?
Everybody knows that it's wrong. Putting nails or pins in your mouth is very, very dangerous. Now listen to this story song. It will explain things.
Pins and needles, needles and pins. That's how all the trouble begins. Never hold needles or pins in your lips. You know what happens if one of them slips. Needles and pins have points that will stick and prick you so hard that you'll get very sick. Pins and needles and needles and pins. You should beware of those dangerous twins. Knives and scissors, scissors and knives. That's how all the trouble arrives. If you use scissors or knives at your play, when you are through with them, put them away. Scissors and knives are useful, no doubt, for cutting things off and for cutting things out. When they're open, you'd better beware. Scissors and knives are a dangerous pair.
By doggies, Ray, you were right. It was very foolish to put those sharp nails in my mouth. You boys and girls who are listening, remember, this is a good safety rule to keep in mind. Never put sharp things in your mouth.
That's right, Grandpappy. Never put sharp things into your mouth. Now then, how is Miss Thomas's shoe coming along? Were you able to put the heel back on again?
It's nearly finished. Miss Thomas is going to be over to get it any minute. Miss Thomas is the principal at the elementary school down the street.
Principal?
Yes, sir. She broke the heel off her shoe on the playground yesterday.
Oh, don't look now, but here comes Miss Thomas now.
Hello, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray. How is my shoe coming along?
Well, it's done, Miss Thomas. Let me put a little polish on it. It'll only take a second.
I'm glad you're here, Miss Thomas. Grandpappy and I were just having a lesson about safety.
Safety? What kind of safety?
We said, never put sharp things in your mouth. Do you have safety rules at school?
We sure do, Ray. Not only do we have safety rules in the classroom, we have safety rules out on the playground, too.
I guess you would need safety rules everywhere.
And here are your shoes. Good as new. Say, What's that I heard you talking about? Did somebody say safety rules?
That's right, Mr. Sparks. Ray and I were saying that all schools have safety rules in the classroom as well as out on the playground.
Well, now, let me get my paper and pencil. I've been making a list of safety rules, and I want to add some new ones to my collection.
How about letting me play one of my radio chimes, Grandpappy, each time a new rule is given?
All right. And, Miss Thomas, you can help us with the school rules.
Very well. Let's begin with a very important school rule. Ray, a radio chime, if you please. Walk in the hallways. Don't run.
Here, let me write that one down in my paper. Walk in the hallways. Don't run. Hey, now, that's a good one. When you run, you just might bump into somebody or fall down. What's the next rule, Miss Thomas?
Rule number 2. In school, we always learn to take turns.
That's another good rule. Learn to take turns. Say, learn to take turns could mean in the classroom and out on the playground.
Exactly, Mr. Sparks. When boys and girls learn to take turns, they won't have accidents.
If I may say a word or two, I like that rule.
Go right ahead, Ray.
Children should learn to take turns at the drinking fountain, and children should learn to take turns when playing on the swings or going down the slide.
You'd be surprised how learning to take turns makes learning and playing more fun. How about another rule I always want my boys and girls to learn at school?
Let's have it. I'm all ready to write.
Good. Rule number 3. All children should learn how to use scissors.
Learn how to use scissors. I've never thought about it before, but I guess scissors are kind of dangerous. If you don't hold them right, you could cut yourself.
Most boys and girls already know how to properly use scissors when they begin kindergarten, but scissors can still be dangerous if not used correctly.
I noticed that some scissors have sharp points.
Rounded ends are not as dangerous as sharp ends. Boys and girls should be careful when using any kind of scissors, round or sharp-ended.
That's another good safety rule, Miss Thomas.
I find that some boys and girls don't know how to use the drinking fountain correctly. So rule number 4 would be, learn the proper way to drink from the drinking fountain.
Learn to drink from a fountain. What is the right way to drink from a drinking fountain, Miss Thomas?
When you take a drink, never, never put your mouth over the metal part where the water comes out. Always drink from the stream of water.
What's wrong with touching your mouth to the metal part?
You might get somebody's germs, and you could get sick. Also, touching your mouth on the metal part could break off a tooth if your head happened to slip down hard.
By crackies, you're right. A drinking fountain could be a dangerous thing if you happen to bang your teeth down hard. I guess that's why we have the rule about taking turns.
That's right, Mr. Sparks. If every boy and girl stands back and takes his or her turn at the drinking fountain, there shouldn't be any accidents.
Don't forget the rule about walking in the hallways. If you run instead of walk, you could bump into someone who is drinking. I guess all of the safety rules are made for a good reason.
You've said a very important thing, Ray. We have safety rules not because we want to have rules. We have safety rules because we want to be sure boys and girls will be safe. That's why every boy and girl should know and practice these rules.
You said that your school has safety rules even out on the playground.
Every child should be very careful when playing out on the playground. You should be careful not to play around swings and other moving things. You should be careful playing games where you have to run and throw a ball.
Say, that reminds me. I know a story song about letting the ball roll if it's going to roll out into the street. Would you like to hear it?
Letting the ball roll? I sure would like to hear it, Ray. I think that story song would be an important lesson. Don't you, Miss Thomas?
Letting the ball roll? I certainly do. Let's hear your story song, Ray.
All right. Just let me turn my dials around a little. There, I've got it. I found it. Here goes.
You know, we all like to play ball. And here's something to remember. When we play ball, everyone likes to play ball. Sometimes you catch it and sometimes you miss. But when you miss, remember this. Let the ball roll, let the ball roll, no matter where it may go. Let the ball roll, let the ball roll. It has to stop sometime, you know.
Often a truck flattens the ball and makes it look like an egg. Though you can get many a ball, you never can get a new leg.
Oh, I like that song, Ray. Thanks for playing it for us. That lady singer was right. You can always get a new ball, but you can't get a new leg.
Every year, boys and girls are seriously hurt and even killed because they forgot to let their ball roll. Never run out into a street to get a ball or any runaway toy.
What are some things boys and girls should be especially careful of when they're out on the playground?
Well, swings can cause accidents, especially to children who stand or play too near them while others are swinging.
What about standing up on swings?
Oh, that's very, very dangerous, Mr. Sparks. Children should always sit down while swinging. Always swing so that you aren't going to bump into the person swinging next to you.
Let's see what we have learned today. Let me check my paper. First of all, walk in hallways. Don't run.
That's right. Always walk.
Next, learn to take turns.
Good. Taking turns both inside the classroom and out on the playground can help you from having an accident. Go on, Grandpappy.
All children should learn how to use scissors.
That's a good rule. If you boys and girls who are listening don't know how to cut with scissors or how to hold them, be sure to ask your teacher for help. Your teacher will be happy to show you how to use scissors correctly. Grandpappy?
Next, learn the proper way to drink from the drinking fountain.
That's an important thing to learn. You boys and girls visit your school's drinking fountain. Let your teacher show you the proper way to turn it on and the proper way to drink from the water stream.
There are lots more safety rules to use in school and out on the playground. But I think we've learned some good ones today, Miss Thomas.
Oh, my goodness. What time is it, Grandpappy?
Time? Why, yes, it's...
I've got to be getting back to school. I nearly forgot an important meeting. Goodbye, Grandpappy. Goodbye, Ray. Maybe we can meet again and learn some more safety rules.
Hi, doggies. Now, there's a woman who's in a hurry.
I should say so, Grandpappy.
But she'll be back, I'm sure of that.
What makes you so sure that Miss Thomas will be coming back?
Look, here on the counter, Ray.
Oh, no, she didn't.
I'm afraid so. She left behind her shoes.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.